mess with this language.
The Mishnah on the top of Chaf Aleph from the Beis states, "Ashnei Chadashim Mechallelin Es HaShabbos." Now, when we're coming to Eidus HaChodesh, we're saying, the Mishnah is going to say, that when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, the Eidim that are coming from afar, meaning they're coming out of, from outside of Yerushalayim, they could be Mechallel Shabbos for 2 months in the year. Al Nisan Val Tishrei. For Nisan and Tishrei, Shebahen, in those months, Shluchin Yotzin to Surya. The Shluchin go all the way out to Surya to notify people about the new moon. So we see that it's a very chashuv, those 2 months are very chashuv because we're sending Shluchim all the way out to Surya to make sure that people know about it for the purpose of the holidays. Ubahen Metaknis and Amados. And because of those 2 months, we have the Iker holidays, so it's important that we get it right, and therefore we're going to send out, make the Eidim come in, even from afar, and be Mechallel Shabbos for, specifically for those 2 months. Now Rashi points out that really Midoraisa, we could be Mechallel Shabbos on every month, because there's a mitzvah say of being Mekadesh Chodesh, but nevertheless, the Rabbanu are Mesakein that we're only going to do it for 2 months in the year. Ugushahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when Beis HaMikdash was around, Mechallelin Al Kulam B'nei Tukanas Ar Karbon. When the Beis HaMikdash was around and we were bringing Korbanos, so therefore we were Mechallel Shabbos on all of them because we wanted to be sure we got the Korban right.
Yeah, one thing I don't understand, okay, and that is, even with the messengers,
yes,
that in the outlying areas, okay, where they, you know, they miss out on Rosh Chodesh completely, and then retrospectively, they're told, well, that was Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, like I was asking you before about, you know, the lights, you know, the custom, was it a custom month that falls on Shabbos? You know,
okay.
Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos.
Yeah.
You know, they're missing Hallel. They're, you know, they're not able to do Hallel because they don't know.
So they're missing Hallel. No.
I mean, is Hallel maybe in terms of Rosh Chodesh rabbinic?
In Minog.
Or
yeah.
They serve a lot of bracha.
What?
They serve a lot of bracha.
Hallel's not even get into it.
Why did you say without?
Sfarim say without a bracha on Rosh Chodesh.
It's because it's a Minog.
Hallel's midrabbana. I think Hallel's Drabbanim, so if they miss it, they miss it. What?
It's Minog.
Yeah, but some Hallels are not just Minog.
No, Rosh Chodesh.
What? Minog is just, yeah, you sure Rosh Chodesh is just a Minog?
That's why Sfarim don't say Hallel, yeah. Don't say Bracha.
Sfarim don't say Bracha on Rosh Chodesh?
No.
Really? Unbelievable, I didn't know that. Okay. All right, I'm glad I'm giving this share, because otherwise I wouldn't know that. Okay, very good. So there's your answer. Gemara says like this. Abez Chadash Mesulo. Wait a minute. So if you look back, we said that the Shluchim go out on 6 months. So why are you telling me in the Mishnah that we're going to be Mechallel Shabbos for 2 months? Because in those 2 months, the Shluchim go out. Shluchim go out for more months than that. They go out for six. So as we see Urminhu, we have a stira, because the Mishnah says earlier, as we learned in Yurchesamed Aleph, Avav Chadash Mashluchim Yotzim. There are 6 months in which the Shluchim go out. So how can you tell me it's just two? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara means, what the Mishnah means to say. Al Kulun Shluchim Yotzim, Mi Ba'eret. On all 6 months, the Shluchim go out. They'll go out at night, though. They're going to go out at night. But Al Nisan Val Tishrei Ad Shishmum.
Does it mean at night?
What?
Does the Erev mean at night or the afternoon before?
They're going to go out. They're going to go out the night of. Yeah, once they know, the evening of, I guess. Once they know that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, they're going to go out. So I guess it's the evening of.
Wait a second. But then you're saying, I'm understanding.
If the Shluchim, yeah.
I mean, by Tishrei and Nisan.
We didn't get to that yet. We didn't get to Nisan and Tishrei yet.
Okay.
The other months.
When they leave.
Yeah. The other months. Once the Shluchim know that for example, the Eidim didn't come on day 30, they're going to go right away. So they're going to go punk in the evening time. Let's say Shkia. They're going to go. Because they know.
On Shabbos?
No, Shluchim cannot go out on Shabbos.
Okay.
But I'm saying in a regular during the regular week, they're going to go out already punk in the evening time.
In other words, if it was full,
shluchim can never go out. They're never allowed to go out, as we're going to learn over here. They're never allowed to go out on Shabbos. The shluchim must pause. They're put on pause on Shabbos. The only people that could be mechalel Shabbos are the Eidim.
But the Mishnah's talking about Eidim.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused because the Mishnah's talking about Eidim. Then Gemara brings.
I'm sorry.
The cost of the shluchim.
I was.
It's not your fault. Gemara did.
That is
a. So it's Gemara's fault. No, you're right. I wasn't clear about this.
Months.
The Gemara is talking about the Mishnah. The subject of the Mishnah is the Eidim, and the Mishnah is saying that we're Mechalel Shabbos on Nisan and Tishrei because in those months the Shluchim go out. So the Gemara says only on 2 months the Shluchim go out. They go out in 6 months. So the Gemara's question is on the Shluchim, even though the subject of the Mishnah is on the Eidim. So it's a little confusing, but the Mishnah indeed, the Gemara is questioning on the Shluchim, and we know that because it's questioning from the Mishnah on Yudches, which is talking about the Shluchim.
Right. So what we're saying, is, 2 months of the year, they physically mechalel Shabbos, okay, Tishrei and Nisan, okay, but the other by going out on Shabbos.
No, but Shluchim do not go out on Shabbos.
Never?
Never. They don't go on a Shabbos, they go on Yom Tov.
Only the Reform ones.
The Reform ones do. They're Reform and Conservative, right? Conservative are Chatzi Chatzi. No, more Conservative nowadays are going out.
The other four months that we're talking about, for sure, they would go out. If it fell on Shabbos, they would go out Motzei Shabbos.
Correct. They're going to go out on Motzei Shabbos. They're going to go out in the evening time when they know for a fact it's going to be Mekudosh, whichever day it is, they're going to go out. However, Al Nisan Val Tishrei Ad Sheishmu Mipibez de Mekudosh. But it comes out on Nisan and Tishrei, there was a special takana, that because Nisan and Tishrei are so chashuv, we're not going to allow the Shulchan to go out until they actually hear from Bez de Mekudosh, which means that if on day 30 there are no Eidim, the Shluchim, which on any other month would go out that evening because they know for a fact that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh, nevertheless, on Nisan and Tishrei, there's a special takana, they got to hear Mekudosh. Even though it's not Shaykh, it's any other day, they got to hear Mekudosh. Therefore, they got to wait until the following day. So they lose a night and a day.
And if they hear Mekudosh on Shabbos?
Then they wait until Motzei Shabbos. Then they go out Motzei Shabbos. Just like a regular month.
They make a dollar and then they run.
But then wherever they go, they got to tell them that Rosh Chodesh was Shabbos.
Correct.
Okay, because they're leaving Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah.
They're going to get their Sunday or
yeah.
Monday or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So I think part of this was brought up already, but I'm still confused, and I'm not sure if the whole thing was brought up. In the Urmi Nehu, the Mishnah that's brought up from previous is on Shluchim, not Eidim, whereas our new Mishnah is on Eidim.
Right.
And this Baraisa is also on Shluchim. So isn't the Gemara comparing like...
apples and oranges.
Thank you. Thank you. And how can the Gemara... like?
It's not apples and oranges, because the Mishnah, if you look back at it, the Mishnah is saying, Mishnah again says, there are 2 months in the year in which the Eidim could be Mechalel Shabbos. It's Nisan and Tishrei. Why specifically those 2 months? Because in those 2 months, the Shluchim go out. So the Mishnah mentions both. The subject of the Mishnah, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we're Mechalel Shabbos on 2 months. Why are we Mechalel Shabbos on 2 months? Because the Shluchim go out in those 2 months. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara questions, what are you telling me that the Shluchim go out for 2 months? They go out for 6 months. So the Gemara...
the guys have nothing to do with the Eidim. It's on the Shluchim.
Right, it's on the Shluchim.
Okay, we missed
okay,
it. It's on the Shluchim.
What we're saying is the Eidim, when they see Rosh Chodesh, there happens to be Shabbos.
Yeah.
The Eidim come to the Sanhedrin.
To the Promised Land.
Or whatever.
The Promised Land.
Well, they're in the Promised Land, but I mean, they come to Yerushalayim, to Sanhedrin, to Bestin, whatever.
Yeah.
And they, in their travels, are permitted to be Mechalel Shabbos.
Yes.
In that instance.
Precisely. You got it. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa to support this.
Al Kulan Yotzim
Miba Erev Al Nisan Val Tishrei. You're really troubled by this. You can't take it anymore. al kulan yotzim mi ba'erev al nisan val tishrei ad sheish mi pibezdin mekudosh. On Nisan and Tishrei, they have to hear mekudosh from Bezdin. That's just a special takana. You have a pencil, by the way?
Like the man
for you? I do.
Ah, thank you.
Okay.
What does that mean?
It's a special code. Special code.
Known only to David.
Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa says like this. Minayin shemechalin alenas haShabbos. How do we know that we can be mechalal Shabbos? For the Eidim. Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, Eilam Moadi Hashem Asher Tikiru Osam B'Moadam. These are the holidays of Hashem that you should call in their time. Doesn't matter when the time is. Even if the time is Shabbos, you got to do it. Yachol Kashem Shemachalin Ad Shiyis Kadshu Kash Machalin Ad Shiyis Kaimu. I might think to say, well, if we could be Machalal Shabbos to be Korei the month, in other words, for the Eidim to come in and call it the new month, maybe we should be Mechalel Shabbos also to be Mekayim it, meaning for the Shluchim. Maybe we should allow the Shluchim to be Mechalel Shabbos also. Talmud Loimar, Asher Tikra'u Osam B'Moadam. Al Kriyasam Atam Mechalel, V'Iyatam Mechalel Al Kiyumam. You could be Mechalel on being Makre, meaning on calling it the month, meaning the Eidim. But you cannot be Mechalel Shabbos on being Mekayim it, meaning the Shluchim who are going out and establishing for the rest of the people that you cannot do. So that's a Gzeres HaKasuv. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we good?
We're good on this. Okay, I'm not good on that.
All right, let's go back to that. What's the problem?
I'm good with it now. What's the problem?
What? Yeah, you're okay with that?
What was bothering me before and it was bothering you is not bothering me anymore. Go ahead.
Okay.
And we took care of one. So we're one out of two now. We're batting 500.
The two months for the Eidim, that the Eidim can be Mechal El Shabbos. So we're basically saying that something that's Diraisa is Doche Lav, that's Doche group of Lavim, that's Diraisa. But
yes,
for the
say yes.
But for the Shluchim, is that a Diraisa that they go out at all, or is that a Durabana?
No, that's not a Diraisa. And that's the point.
And those four other months, like for Av and what is it, Av, Tammuz, Hanukkah, whatever, Purim.
Yeah.
Those are all for Durabana and holidays.
Correct.
So why, like, it doesn't even seem like a question that it doesn't seem like it was a fair comparison with comparing the Ormi Nehu, this Mishnah, to that Mishnah, and that Baraisa to our new Mishnah. To me.
I understand what you're saying. I don't think that the Gemara would argue with you, meaning I think that the Gemara is just kind of going through the process. I think you're right. When it comes to Hanukkah and Purim, there really isn't necessarily a strong Havamina that we should
Havamina?
Do it.
That the Eidim should be Mechal El Shabbos for the other 4 months.
Well,
like,
I don't know if you were here when I mentioned it, but Rashi mentions in the Mishnah that technically, Midoraisa, the Eidim can be Mechal El Shabbos for every month.
They have to be.
But that's...
No, that doesn't mean they have to be. They don't have to be. They have to be.
It's supposed to be Midoraisa. The Rabbanan said it was zero that they didn't.
But that was...
Right,
that was for the Korban.
Midoraisa
that
is Asher Tikru Osam B'Moadam.
It's supposed to be.
But that
it's
was for the Korban.
Lechora, that's supposed to be.
That was for the... The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which is a Diraisa.
What?
That's for the Korban of Rosh Chodesh when the Beis HaMikdash was there, which is a Diraisa.
Correct.
So I don't... I.
What do you mean? No, even when it... No, even Midaraisa, even when there was no Korban, Midaraisa, you can still be Mechal El Shabbos.
Wait, where did we get that from?
That's a Rashi. You didn't see it because you came late. But there was a Rashi.
Okay.
There was a Rashi that said that the Basim can be, that Midaraisa, you can be Mechal El Shabbos on all of them.
The Eidim.
What? The Eidim, sorry.
You're saying if today, if we did Eidim, you could do it today?
Yes, you could do it today. Even if there's no Korban for the Rosh Chodesh.
Then why do we only do it for 2 months if you could do it already?
Because the Rabbanan said Sheval Tase Adiv, it's better that we don't do the 2 months that are Iker are Tishrei and Nisan, because the Moadim are Tully in those. The other ones are not really, as Rashi says, Lo Ichbas Lamalon or Lachasran. It doesn't really matter to us. Uh-huh. There's no implication. Especially nowadays, there's no Korban, so there's no implication to doing it, so therefore we're not going to do it.
Yeah. What was the reason he said you could do it anyway, then?
That the Torah says, Eilam Wadei Hashem 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 Ha could do it midaraisa, you could do it on all of them. It's a mitzvah daraisa. It's a mitzvah to be mekadesh of kodesh apiyariya. It's a mitzvah daraisa.
The 12 months, not the even the 6 months.
12 months. 12 months.
There was also, I don't know if we're up to it yet, but the thing with, there were guys that tried to be deceptive.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't get there yet.
Yeah.
We didn't get there yet.
Do you need a Sanhedrin for kodesh apiyariya?
Yes, you go straight to the Sanhedrin. You go.
So we couldn't really do it.
What?
We couldn't do it today.
No, you need a Sanhedrin. The Rosh Bezdin was the one who called it, who called the shots, right? Called the shots. But if he wasn't there, you went to the Bezdin. You went to Bezdin Sanhedrin. I think it was Sanhedrin Agadol. You needed a Sanhedrin there. When Sanhedrin was moved to Yavne, they did it in Yavne. Anyway, we're going to get there. These are all Mishnayos we're going to get to. It's very, very exciting. It's been very exciting times, I have to say. All right. Tana Rabbana. We're about three-fifths down the... two-fifths down the way in the Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Sorry. The Gemara repeats the Mishnah. Kushaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim Machalin Afal Kulim Mipnei Takanas HaKorban. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, we were Mechal Shabbos on all 12 because of Takanas HaKorban, Tanur Rabbanan, Barishona Hayim Mechal Afal Kulan. In the beginning, they were Mechal Shabbos, the Eidim were on all 12 months, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, but once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Armelahen Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai said to them, V'chiyesh Korban, is there a Korban? What's the point of being Mechal Shabbos on all 12 if we don't have a Korban? So therefore, Hiskinu, they made a Takana, Shelo Yu Mechalin Ela Al Nisan Val Tishrei Bilvad. Therefore, they made a Takana, since it really is though, there's no Nafkamina anymore, it doesn't really matter to us, why should we be Mechal Shabbos? We're not going to be Mechal Shabbos on 10 out of the 12, because
no,
there's
no,
even though it's a
mitzvah.
Even though it's a mitzvah, of a chodesh hazalachem, yeah, even though it's a mitzvah.
You want to say Musa for Rosh Chodesh?
You know,
question is, Eile Mo'adei Hashem Hashet Grosom B'Mo'adam, is that for all 12 months, or is that only for Nisan and Tishrei? We know that this is a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Al Piyari'iyah based on a chodesh hazalachem, that we learned earlier, right? Question is, does Ashatigosum Bamoadam, does that apply even? I think Tosa says it does. I apologize. You're probably right. It's probably the right Makor. Yeah. Tosa says over here that we
You say that Shavuos isn't an issue because you just count 50 days from.
Just count.
So it's really only Nisan and Tishrei. That's
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But what do you got? What do you got for me?
Okay. In principle, I guess, for lack of a better word, that
principle is a better word, but
in when we had the Beit HaMikdash, okay, in Rosh Chodesh you had the Kabbonos for Rosh Chodesh, okay, in the Beit HaMikdash, and the Kohanim did those Kabbonos for Kol Am Yisrael, right? Meaning, when you had the Beit HaMikdash, you didn't have a need for a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, right?
No, we had a Korban Musaf.
Oh, no. Korban Musaf. Okay, but I'm saying the rest of the country, the rest of the nation, who was not directly near the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim did Korban Musaf for the whole nation.
Right. That's right.
Right.
You can't bring a Korban anywhere else but the Mikdash.
So you're only talking about Hallel.
Yeah. Mishnah. Ben Shanira Be'alil, Ben Shalom Nira Be'alil. Whether the moon was seen clearly or not seen clearly, Mechal and Lavis HaShabbos. It doesn't matter. If you see it clearly or not, you Mechal HaShabbos. Even Misafik, you're gonna do it. Now Rabbi Yossi says a Chiddush. Im Nira Be'alil, if the moon is perfectly clear, and it's a clear night, ain mechal l'nevus haShabbos. Then we should not be mechal Shabbos. Why? What would be the svara? Svara would be, since it's so clear, why should we have somebody in Beit Shemesh be mechal Shabbos on getting all the way, schlepping all the way to Yerushalayim, when it's a clear night and the chora, there are tons of Eidim in Yerushalayim that probably saw the moon. So why should I be mechal Shabbos to come down to the base of Mikdash when Avada, somebody else is going to see it closer by and is going to be able to testify about it. So he says...
No one's
going to
come.
What?
No one's going to come.
Well, the people in Yerushalayim are going to come.
But everyone's going to say, oh, someone else will do it.
So that's what the Gemara says.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says...
What was Zeb's thought?
He said he didn't hear the Gemara.
He says... Zev said, if you don't have somebody else be Mechalel Shabbos, then everybody's going to turn to the next guy and say, you know what? I'm not going to come in because Joe Schmo is going to do it. And Joe Schmo is going to say John Shmi is going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to continue coming up with names?
No. No, you explained it.
What? The question the Achronim bring down is it a mitzvah to be Mechalel Shabbos, or is it a heter to be Mechalel Shabbos? Is it a hutra, or is it a dechuya, right? Is it like totally mutter, or is it like it's just you're allowed to be docha Shabbos? So if it's just docha Shabbos, so then I would
docha
say
means
push
what?
It off.
But like docha Shabbos it. Means this mitzvah takes precedence. It pushes it.
It pushes
so
it.
That
but
is
it doesn't
an obligation,
cancel it,
isn't
but it doesn't
it?
Cancel it.
What?
The question is, in Lumdus, how do you understand the heter? In Lumdus, how do you understand the heter being Mechalel Shabbos? Is it a hutra, which means it cancels out Shabbos legamri? Or is it a dechuya, meaning it pushes off Shabbos? If it's just a dechuya, I would say, why push off Shabbos if you have somebody else closer by who can do it? At any rate, Rav Yossi says...
What's an example of a mitzvah that would be the stronger docha Shabbos as to the weaker docha Shabbos as you described, a mitzvah of each? Because I thought usually
side,
when you are...
You don't have telephones, you don't have cell phones, you don't have any... You know, how does this guy in the furthest part of the village know that this guy over here, closer to Yerushalayim, is going to actually do it?
He assumes because it's... Rav Yossi's assumption is he's going to do it.
Do they even know each other?
Rav Yossi's assumption is going to do it. But let's read the Mishnah Vayter. Maisa, there was a story. Sha'avru Yosim Arboim Zug V'ikvan Rabbi Akiva B'Lod. There was a bunch of people in Lod who had seen the new moon. Lod is outside of Yerushalayim.
Is that the same Lod?
No,
right
probably not. Probably not. It could be, I don't know.
It's about the same area. It's general same area.
They were in Ben Gurion Airport, but they were waiting for the flight.
Yeah.
It's the same general area.
They were, what?
It's the same
it could
area.
Be. I don't know if the. It could be. It could be. Okay. At any rate, Rabbi Akiva held them back. He said, I don't want you to be Mechalel Shabbos. There were 80 people, 40 couples, right? Shalach L'Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel sent him a letter saying, "Ima Akiva Tosa Rabbim, if you're going to prevent these people from doing it, Nimtzeis Machshilim La'asid Lavim. You're going to be Machshilim La'asid Lavim, meaning in the future nobody's going to come anymore because everybody's going to say John is doing it, and then John's going to say Joe's doing it,
yeah.
Joe's going to say Jim is doing it, and Jim is going to say Randy's doing it.
Oops.
Yeah."
What? They're sending them there. You say they should go?
They should go. They should go.
Yeah.
No, he said for the future. Afterwards. He said afterwards.
Don't do that again.
Don't do it. Don't do it again. Happens again, don't do it again. No, how can he couldn't get in touch with him at that point.
What Rabbi Akiva should have done is just that one group though.
No, because if you find that they're puzzled, then the whole thing's canceled. We don't know how the Bezdin might challenge them. They do a Badika and a Chakira. They challenge them. We'll see later on in the Mishnah is how they challenge them about you saw the moon like this or like this. So if you only send one pair, it could be that pair is confused.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier.
Mm.
This is tis the season.
And doesn't matter if it's Shabbos or not.
What?
Shabbos is irrelevant.
So if the whole city of Yerushalayim is Mechalel Shabbos, it's okay? Other than the women?
Yes.
It sounds like only Adam can only be men, right?
Right, I mean, l'chori, you wouldn't have to be tchumen. You wouldn't have to be a problem with tchumen.
Right, right.
Question is, another shaila is, when we say mechalel and it's a Shabbos, to what extent does that mean? Like, can you cook? If you're going on the way, can you cook now?
I'm not cooking.
This is also part of tchumen. Right, is it just tchumen? And if so, then are we just talking about a drabanan because tchumen is drabanan? Or are we talking about other daraisas? You know?
Yeah,
are we talking about riding on a chamor, which is another drabana? So, like, how far
are you allowed to carry? Are you allowed to...
You have to bring some
water. They leave, then you need
water.
Water
with you.
You got to bring water with you. So now you're... Now you're... Right? I mean...
Carrying.
Right, and we'll right, and we'll see.
Wait,
we'll see in the later Mishnayos that they brought. They used to bring.
What am I missing here? I'm missing something.
No, you didn't miss anything.
No, about this carrying stuff.
Well, no, we're saying exactly when you say Machalim is Shabbos. What does that mean exactly? Like, you can be all lametet malachos, or
right?
Some of them,
what does that mean?
You can be why? When your wife goes into labor, you still try to minimize your chilul Shabbos.
Right, but I'm saying so. Are we saying that? To what extent?
But you do what you have to do.
Okay, so we do what we have to do.
They need
look,
water,
the guy,
they take lights.
Is it a similar principle to when you're at war?
I don't know.
It seems to be, it's talking about time, because the whole purpose is that... Well,
so if you need your water, you take water.
We're going to see Mishnayos.
You take what you need.
Okay, so far?
No, or yes.
Right, am I right?
What?
If you need water, you take water. I mean, if it's...
Look, there's a Mishnah later on in Chafez Amad Aleph. We'll get into it later on. We'll get to it the next time. That says...
But if you have to get a Goyish, a taxi driver, leave the money
okay.
on the seat.
Okay.
Like when your wife
fine.
Is...
Very good. The Mishnah says that if the person is sick, you bring a bed with him.
Yeah.
If he needs a makil, if he needs a defense mechanism, because some people are going to be, or them are going to be planning to attack him, he can bring a makil, he can bring a stick. You know, like, so there are things that you could do, even on, to be mechalshat. So lechora, you can bring other stuff, but it's not just a tchumen issue. We'll see on Monday. I don't want to get caught up in it right now. The Gemara says like this.
Okay.
My mashma dahai olil lishna de magal yuhu. The Mishnah says if you could see the moon olil. What does olil mean? We said it means open. It's revealed. It's totally clear. Where do we know that the word olil means clear? So Amar Rabbi Abahu. What?
It's a word in modern Hebrew.
Right, but they determine modern Hebrew. So where do we get it from? Amar Rabbi Abahu Amakra. The pasuk says like this: Imros Hashem, Imros Tahoros. The statements of Hashem are pure statements. Kesef Tsaruf. They are refined silver. Ba'alil La'aretz. They are clear. They are revealed in the land. So we see the word alil means clear in the land. Mezukach Shivasayim. They are pure sevenfold. Shivasayim means seven sevens, right? Sevenfold. What is seven sevens? 49. So now the Gemara is going to make a drasha. We got a little agadato over here based on the 49. Says the Gemara, Ravu Shmuel. Ravu Shmuel debated about this principle of the 49. Chad amar nun shari bina nivru ba'olam. One of these, Ravu Shmuel, we don't know which one, said there are 50 gates of understanding that were created in the world. V'kula nisnu l'moshe Rabbeinu, l'moshe chaser echad. And all of them were given to Moshe Rabbeinu except for one. So he had 50 minus one, which is?
Arba imitesha,
it's 49. So he had 49. That's a mezukach shivasayim. That's the seven sevens. He had 49 shari bina. Shenambar, as it says in the pasuk, v'techasreyu ma'at me'elokim. He was lacking ma'at, a little bit of elokim. In other words, it sounds like if you have reached the status of nun shari bina, I'm getting there. I'm like pretty close. So once I get to the 50, I'm on the darga of Elohim. Okay, so then you really won't be able to talk to me. But until then, we can have shir. So until then, we can do shir. So Moshe Rabbeinu had 49. Now it says in Koheles, Bikesh Koheles. It says in Koheles, Bikesh Koheles limso difrei chifetz. The pasuk says Koheles sought to find. He sought out divrei chifetz. And the end of the pasuk says, "Vekas of Yosher Divrei Emes." So, what does this pasuk mean? That Bikesh Koheles Limtzel Divrei Chayfetz. Bikesh Koheles, Koheles meaning Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech sought Lihios Kemoshe. He wanted to be like Moshe. But Yatz Abaskol, but a Baskol came out from Shamayin VaAmrelo and said to him, "Vekas of Yosher Divrei Emes," which is the end of that pasuk. Kas of Yosher, which is the reference to the Torah, the straight words. Divrei Emes, they speak words of truth. And what does it say in the Torah? It says, "V'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael k'Moshe." There is no other navi in Yisrael that will come close to Moshe. So you, Koheles, want to be like Moshe to have 49 levels of understanding? You're not going to get there, buddy. Sorry, Charlie, or as we say, sorry, Shlomo. Right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Shlomo, you're not going to get there. So one of them said that he sought to get to the level of Moshe, but never got there. The Chad Amar, but one of them says, Benevi'im lokam. The pasuk says, "Lo kam navi od Yisrael." He's not. Shlomo wasn't a navi. He was just. He was a melech. So when the pasuk says, "Lo kam navi od Yisrael," there's never going to be a navi, but there will be a melech, and a melech is higher than a navi, and therefore, we say, "V'naviim lo kam, but melechim kam." In melechim there will be, and therefore Shlomo will reach that level. So then it says the Gemara, "Elamani makayim bikash kohelas linsol divrei chayfetz." What then does the pasuk mean that it says that he sought these divrei chayfetz? So the Gemara says, "Bikash kohelas ladun dinin shebaleiv." Kohelas wanted to circumvent the entire court process. He wanted to go straight to a person's heart, to look into a person's heart and soul, to be able to determine if he is chayiv or if he is zakai, if he is guilty or if he is innocent. Shalom be'edim without edim, the shalom be'asra without asra, and yatsa baskol, and baskol came out and said, "Sorry, Charlie," but really said, "Sorry, Shlomo," and said, "Va'amr lo, v'kos of yosha divrei emes." The words of the Torah are truth, and it says in the Torah, apishnayim edim. You need two edim to miyakum davar, and therefore, you're not going to be able to get there. So according to one opinion, Shlomo sought to get to Mentesh Shari Bina, but didn't get there. According to the other opinion, he sure did get there. What he really wanted was to be able to determine cases in court without any Edim or Asra. He wanted to cut right through the person, and the Torah says it doesn't work
that
way.
The whole agata about Shlomo,
yeah.
That pasuk of Vikash Pesach of Divrei Chayfetz,
yeah.
Only got to it because of the Shiva sign.
Correct.
It's connected to how we got to Aliyah. It's
exactly.
Related to Dagomar at all.
Correct. Total side point, but we love side points, don't we?
Only because of how we get to Aliyah, Shiva sign. Once you get the Shiva sign, you get 7 times 7, and that's what you know.
You got it. Let's finish up our Gemara, because our Gemara is this continues from the Mishnah. The last four lines of the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said, "Ma'isa sha'avru yosem rabbayim zug v'ikvan Rabbi Akiva balut." There was a story in the Mishnah that said that there were 40 pairs, 80 people, 40 pairs in Lud, and Rabbi Akiva held them back. He said, "I don't want you to be a Mechalel Shabbos because it was so clear outside." Tanya, but the Braisa says something different. There's a Braisa here that actually counteracts, that actually argues with the Mishnah, and the Braisa says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda, chas v'sholem shu Rabbi Akiva ikvan." Chas v'sholem Rabbi Akiva would go against Rabbi Gamliel and would go against the Din that everybody should be Mechal Shabbos. Ella, Shazafar. It was Zafar. I can't stand that guy. It
Who was
Zafar.
He?
He was the Rosh Hashal Gadir. He was the head of Gadir. Gadir was a city. I guess it was a city that was... it was a city... It probably was a city that was close to Rabbi Akiva's city, which is why maybe the Mishnah had it mixed up or something like that. But Zafar, Rosh Hashal Gadir, who was the head of Gadir, Ikvan, he was the one who held him back. The Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel. I'm sorry, you're right. Shezefer. You're right, you're 100% right. Elo Shezefer. Okay, Elo Shezefer, Rosh Hashal Gadir Ikvan. It was Shezefer, the Rosh of Gadir, the head of Gadir, who held him back. The Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel sent him a letter, the Horidu and Migdulaso, and took him out of his position because he made such a critical error in judgment and going against the din. So according to this Braisa, it wasn't Rabbi Akiva at all. According to the Mishnah, it was Rabbi Akiva. Now, interestingly, I saw in the back of the Gemara, one person says that according to the Mishnah, it says Rabbi Akiva held them back. It's actually Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso, because Rabbi Akiva in Maseches Erevin holds that Tchumen are daraisa. So Rabbi Akiva...
The what is daraisa?
Tchumen. The Isra of Tchumen is daraisa. Normally we pass in Drabanan, but Rabbi Akiva holds daraisa. So why did Rabbi Akiva hold them back? Because Rabbi Akiva held... You shouldn't be Mechalel Shabbos for a din daraisa. So he held that I don't want you to be Mechalel Shabbos. If we see it clearly, there's no reason to be Mechalel a din daraisa and Mechalel Shabbos daraisa.
What is the source for this?
It's Gemara in Erevin. I don't remember exactly where.
Oh, it's not like a Tosfos or something.
It's not a Tosfos. Yeah. It's not a, or something. It is nothing. It is just something. Somebody saw in the back of the Gemara, but that's that. 34 minutes shir. All right, pretty decent.